Bill and Michelle Tatera started fostering 7 and 8-year-old siblings, Aaron and Sophia, just under 2 years ago. The couple's own children are grown, and they feel they have more to give. After it became clear family reunification would not be possible for Aaron and Sophia's family, they adopted the siblings in December.
Well, when we signed up for fostering, we signed up to foster to adopt, no matter what the circumstance may be.
The couple says the pandemic presented unique challenges. Michelle considers herself computer savvy, but transitioning to online services and schooling was a huge undertaking.
You have Google Classroom and this, and then you have Zoom for this, and then you have Google Meets for that. It's a lot.
She says the kids have spent even more time in front of screens than other children this year, doing virtual calls for school, therapists, different caseworkers, and Aaron and Sophia's birth parents. The Tateras say they've been lucky to have the support of the Villages of Indiana, the nonprofit family services agency they went through to become foster parents. Sharon Pierce is the president and CEO of the Villages. Pierce says that because foster training has moved virtually, her organization has seen an increase in the number of people willing to become foster parents since 2019, but COVID-related interruptions caused a large backlog in doing background checks. And there are other challenges.
Keeping children connected with their biological families is much more difficult during the pandemic, but you just find those new ways to do it.
Deputy Director for DCS Field Operations, Sarah Sailors, agrees that adjustments were difficult, especially at the beginning, and children in foster care or awaiting adoption are not the only ones who've been left vulnerable. She's especially concerned for families that are financially stressed, because the pandemic likely added to challenges they already faced.
I worry a little bit about even the financial resources that parents have to meet the changing needs of kids who are home 24/7. Because you think about having more snacks in the house, having more food, using more electricity, you're using more water. All of your things that we don't necessarily think about start adding up.
Last April, Indiana hit a record high unemployment rate of nearly 17%. Also last April, DCS saw a large drop in the number of hotline calls received, from 770 in 2019 to 398 in 2020. And the total number of reports handled in April dropped from more than 22,000 to under 13,000. Sailors says the main cause for the drop is children being more isolated as they move to online learning. Kids aren't seeing teachers, coaches, and principals as regularly, and DCS can't investigate what they don't know about. Saylor says individuals are often hesitant to make a report, but it's every adult's legal duty to call if they have reason to suspect there is child abuse or neglect taking place. The Indiana DCS hotline is 1-800-800-5556. That's 1-800-800-5556. Pierce with the Villages adds adults should also support vulnerable families.
What if we were playing offensively and watching for a family that dad just lost his job and now mom lost his job? I'm going to take some groceries to them. And we're supporters of that family rather than waiting until there's a situation to report them.
Aaron went through 11 foster homes before being adopted by Bill and Michelle. When a child is adopted, the atmosphere in the courtroom that day is celebratory. That's difficult to mimic over Zoom, though the Tateras say everyone did their best.
We bought a bunch of balloons, put them behind our couch, and we had set up our couch like a whole little theme. My youngest son was able to come over and set the Zoom meeting where we could talk to the TV and have a big screen. I feel like that as a family, we really try to make a big deal of it.
The Tateras say their goal is to provide as much consistency for Aaron and Sophia as possible and not focus too much on the pandemic, given how much the children must deal with already. For WFIU News, I'm Ben Taboutier.